You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way, because you are listening to the movie show.
We made a short film.
We did.
It's called The Wait / Wait.
Wait. The Wait? Yeah. Huh? Why would you call it that?
Okay. True story. So what happened was I finished the script. Okay. I hit save. Mm. That little box popped up and was like, title. And I was like, it was late at night. And I was just like, just write like a temporary title. You can change later. So I was like, what is the story about? Well, it's about wait. Wait. It's also about wait.
What?
So it's like the wait / wait, save, done. It was supposed to change. It didn't change. It stuck. And we have the wait / wait.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here we are. Mm-hmm. Why did we come back, you ask?
So in 2020, we made a 3-hour film and utterly traumatized ourselves. We had to record ADR for the entire 3 hours. We did the entire soundtrack. We finished it in like 2020, I don't know what.
Yeah.
And we were absolutely traumatized and stopped making films.
We decided to take a break. Mm.
We decided to take a break just like the TV took a break. But anyway, then this year, we accidentally made a short film.
It wasn't supposed to be a short film.
It really wasn't. It was just supposed to be a youth ad.
That I was supposed to do.
Yes. And then Cabo sent it in for review with a glorious...
To be continued.
Screen at the end.
Because.
Which I was not expecting.
Yeah.
Because he hadn't. It was a smart move. It was a smart move.
I didn't finish it.
He hadn't finished it yet.
I didn't finish it yet.
So then I got the idea, wait. What if we make the ad and cut it there and then on the night show the full story?
Ooh.
And like we exaggerated. So that was Friends. Our short film called Friends.
Yes.
And then we were like, we were searching how long is a short film. Yes. And the Academy actually classifies a short film as 4 minutes. And that thing is over 4 minutes. So we were like, oh.
We just
accidentally, like by mistake, made a... That wasn't hard.
We accidentally made a comeback.
Damn. So that's why we're back a second time.
Yeah.
Wait.
The wait is over.
The wait is over.
You know, the wait of production.
So on set, our inspiration... For the short film, there was a specific part in it where one of the characters had like this epiphany moment and her hair was like blown back, but dramatically, like the fans right behind the camera. Like, so anyway, we wanted to do that. So on the day, we had 3 different actresses. We chose the one, but unfortunately, she was number one wearing a scarf on her head.
Yes.
Which immediately makes hair blowing back difficult.
Yes.
Right? But number two... Fortunately, she's one of those people that actually looks amazing with very short hair.
Mm-hmm.
I would not do that to myself because I wouldn't look amazing with very short hair. But yeah, so she had a wig on that day.
Yes.
And she looked lovely. She looked stunning. Her brief was to look like she was going on her 8th date.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
8th date.
Yeah, but then...
She knows how to dress...
For the eighth date.
You know?
But then we got to the point where we were like, okay, how do we now show that she's had this epiphany because there's no hair to blow? And then I realized, wait a minute. What if her entire hair blew off like just one time?
Boom.
So we eventually convinced the actress to do it.
After much
begging.
Much begging.
And then we got rid of most of the crew just so that she was in a comfortable environment.
Where, you know, hair can blow off. Yes.
And then Tavo stood next to her because he was the male actor and he had to put a phone to her ear.
Mm-hmm.
I was holding the camera in front of her and then Bulelwa, our cinematographer, was standing behind her and she was ready to pull that wig off like nobody's ever seen a wig being pulled off before.
Yes.
And then, wigs are very, very strong things. I was quite impressed. I was like, damn, I have the confidence to wear a wig now because if any idiot decided to run fast, I'd be like, ha!
So basically, we weren't familiar.
Yeah, with the tenacity.
With the game.
The stickiness.
These days.
The
will.
The weight.
Yes.
Of the week.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
so then we were like, ah. And then we just decided, you know what? The previous takes were nice, but we did it without because we got like safe takes.
Yeah.
So that was the hair story.
However, it was worth the attempt. It was.
Would have been really nice if it happened.
Shout out to the actor. Actress.
Love you, Alvin. So, Thabo. Asking a girl out in her underwear? That line was not in the script at all.
It wasn't in the script.
Thabo just decided to blurt it out in rehearsal.
It wasn't in my head.
And then he had to say it in the thing.
Up until, 3 seconds before I said it.
Oh.
Yeah. So, the context, right? So, this
line.
If I had
to count to three right now and tell you to say something, what do you think would come out?
I don't know.
Two.
I don't know.
Three.
No. No. Right, so the line didn't come from any story, right? Any childhood story. Nothing happened in my life that has caused me to say that line. Just want to clarify.
Okay.
Right? Yes. So we're doing auditions before, and the first audition, right, we're there, and we're about to start, and when the scene begins, it starts with us laughing.
Yeah.
You know? So my idea was, let me say something that's going to catch the person off guard, and cause us to actually laugh. And then I said that.
And everyone laughed.
I just thought in my head, it would be hilarious to be in a situation where, as a girl, a guy is asking you out in his underwear.
What we wanted from the short film was, I don't know if you've ever watched Japanese ads. Those things are beautiful. But they always will like go in a direction, take you as the audience on a ride, and then at the end they advertise something completely Boom. Unexpected. You're just like, what?
Soap.
Yes. I've seen ceiling tiles. It's the funniest thing. Yeah, no, it's crazy. I even watched lizards die. Yeah, it was crazy. But we thought, what can we do that will like take our audience on a ride, but then bring them back to what are you living for?
Mm.
And when you die, what will your legacy be? That was the aim. So we tried to go in the most funniest direction and bring across that, guys, I know life, sometimes you get caught up in the moment, and also that you can't repeat things, that like
yes.
you don't get a second chance. So let's make sure that we make every moment count, and the weight of our lives and every moment.
Mm. So
we made two short films.
We did.
But that's not all.
That's not all.
In 2025,
no,
we will
be premiering
one last
to end off the year.
Yeah, that will definitely be
in excess of
19 minutes.
19 minutes.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
That is amazing.
I just found that out now. So you've heard it firsthand from the director,
from the scriptwriter.
The script
is 19 pages, therefore. 19? One must assume.
19 minutes.
19 minutes is bare minimum.
Damn.
Yeah.
That is a good short film. Yeah.
So that'll be end of November.
End of November.
November 2025.
Save the date. Save the cash for the date.
Lose the weight. Keep the weight.
Keep the weight.
Enjoy the weight.
Enjoy the wait.
Enjoy the wait.
Enjoy the wait.
Until
Active FM. Radio has never been better.